Yeah, so anyway, on the way out, I'm going to throw on some OJs. This was another group like the Spinners. They'd been around for years and years and years, and it's only when the folks at Sigma Sound Studios in Philadelphia got a hold of them that they actually started having hits. And this was probably their first big one. This was Backstabbers.
CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
And stay when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh, you bastards. Chips with everything. Oh. I'm going to get you, boys. Hey, it's Aiden Saint. This is Queer FM Arts Extra. We have Justin Saint.
Hello.
And Chips with Everything. Those guys are freaking hilarious. And they put a little thing at the end of their promo. I wasn't paying attention. Then I hear words in my ears. So, Justin, there's so much to talk about today.
There's so much to talk about today. Yeah, we've got, let's see, we've got ticket giveaways, as
ticket
always.
Ticket giveaways.
Ticket giveaways for The Wiz.
Ooh.
Which is in town. down, and we're also going to be talking about Mambo Italiano. Aiden and I saw that on Wednesday.
That is correct.
Yes, and I believe Samantha and Clement, which were on their way, saw it on Friday, so we had tickets for that show last week. And we will be featuring our interview with the amazing Christiane Knoll.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She actually was really down to earth, and it was fun to go backstage and then walk across the huge front stage.
Yes, at the Orpheum.
It was so cool. Hey, they did Battlestar Galactica there. It was so cool. My little geek heart just went, oh, look at this.
Yeah, and actually the technician brought us back into the room when he found out that both of us were Battlestar geeks, and he showed us the picture of what the Orpheum looked like as they were setting up for the shoot for Battlestar at the Orpheum, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we were digging it. So, what else do we have to talk about?
We have later on in the show, I believe we have David Blair, or is that for Queer? That's for Queer
FM. That's
Queer FM. That's the next show, if you catch us later at 6. So, should we get started with music or a clip?
Do you have one? Well, you know, I've got a couple of things here. The first thing I'm going to put on here, because I can, is a little trailer. So, see if you can figure out what this is. It's coming up next week. I'm very excited about it.
Oh,
if you're a sci-fi geek,
excited.
If you're a sci-fi geek, you're going to probably dig it. So here you go.
This is the Doctor's darkest hour. He'll rise higher than ever before and then fall so much further. This is the day he finds out who I am.
Hey, bye, bye, gum.
Okay. Where are we?
Where we've never, ever been.
Look how cool this stuff is!
Fear me. I've killed hundreds of Time Lords.
Fear me. I've killed all of them.
Doctor Who, coming soon to BBC One and BBC One HD.
That's right, Doctor Who is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't know who Doctor Who is. They're only some of the hottest guys playing the Doctor.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Show you the last three. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't forget Captain Jack Harkness.
Captain Jack Harkness.
He's pretty much the reason I started watching Doctor Who.
Well, he's actually the reason that Doctor Who still exists in the storyline. Basically, the captain, the good captain, is responsible for being alive a very long time.
Yes, a very, very long time.
Premise essentially is Captain Jack Harkness is part of the Torchwood offshoot of Doctor Who, and the actor playing him,
which is John Barrowman.
Yes, John Barrowman. He's fabulous. He plays a bisexual character.
Omnisexual,
yes.
Yes, it goes beyond pansexual, because as long as you move, even if you're an alien, it's cross species, cross everything.
No, imagine Captain Kirk only everything.
Mm-hmm. And he's really hot to boot and gay in real life.
And he doesn't sound like William Shatner.
Yes, he doesn't sound like Will Shatner. Yeah, in real life, John Barrowman is a trained West End actor. He was actually became really big in the 90s doing really big West End musicals, mostly for Andrew Lloyd Webber. Amazing singer.
And the premise is he's immortal.
Yes.
You can't kill him. The doctor's, there was an accident with Doctor Who's TARDIS. And so he is now almost immortal.
Yeah, TARDIS, and not to give it away, but it's the big end of season one of the new season. There's a big time continuum change with the universe, and hence why Captain Jack Harkness is staying alive. I'm trying really hard not to give spoiler alerts here.
It's okay.
Yeah, basically he stays immortal, and who wouldn't want an immortal Captain Jack Harkness?
Absolutely. Okay, so tell us about what do we have? We have the Christiane Knoll interview, and we're going to play that to lead off. So tell us a bit about Christiane Knoll.
So Christiane Knoll, she's been in Broadway. She became really big in 1997 for Jekyll and Hyde the musical. And she was handpicked to sing the King and I, the animated version. She was Anna. She was handpicked by the Rodgers and Hammerstein team to sing for that part. She was most recently seen on Broadway in Ragtime and was given a Tony nomination for that show. She now is doing lots of tours and was here singing for the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. And to be honest, I've never, ever seen the VSO, the Orpheum, that full in a long time. A lot of people came to see her sing, and truly rightly so, because she's a fantastic, phenomenal singer.
Now, if I understand correctly, you and Samantha Mack got to go back and hang out with Christiane Noll.
Yes, and so did you.
Well, yeah. But you guys got to see the show and hang.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
very cool.
Yeah, so Aiden and I, we before the show, right after they did their dress rehearsal, we hung out with Christiane, and we'll be playing stuff from that interview in a moment. And then Samantha and I came to see her actually perform, and I've been a fan of Christiane Noll for years, and to finally be able to see her perform live... Oh my God, this woman, she's, when Aiden and I were talking to her, she's really down to earth, you know, really funny, she's really genuine, and she takes that to the stage, like, she just does her work, you can totally tell she's having fun, and she just, you know, wows you without any airs whatsoever, and she's a really controlled performer, like, my personal favorite was, they did a gender bender in the show,
uh-huh.
So the guy sings the girl parts, and Christiane sings the guy parts, and she came out singing Fiddler on the Roof.
Excellent.
Estevia, and it was hilarious.
And gee whiz, we're going to be another time giving away some tickets for
Yes, at the end of the month, Fiddler on the Roof is coming to town, and we will be giving away tickets for that. That's, I believe that's on April 30th.
Yeah.
So, keep your ears open, and the giveaway is actually going to be for next week. That's coming up really soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you gotta keep listening.
And
checking out our Twitter feed and Facebook, and you can go out to queerradiovancouver.com, and you can see all the cool ticket giveaways and stuff. We'll be updating that and keeping that up. You can also check out the video podcast lovingly crafted by Justin Saint.
Yes, lovingly. I'd like to emphasize that point.
All right, so let's get to it. We got the Christiane Noll interview here on Queer Radio, or Queer Radio Vancouver, at Queer FM Arts Extra on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll kick that off, and we'll be right back.
We're here at the Orpheum Theater, and we just come back from rehearsal for Century of Broadway 2 with Christiane Noll. So mm-hmm. Hi, Christiane.
Hi.
Yeah, so how are you? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. My voice is a little high now that we've done all of the singing, but it's great because the house is gorgeous. I forgot how beautiful it was, and the band is amazing.
They're, so tonight you're doing a mixture of a bit more older pieces of Broadway, and then as the night progresses, you go into a bit more contemporary.
Yeah, we're starting with operetta because actually that was the very very first stuff that Broadway had was more operetta stuff, and then we're going to work through traditional Broadway and then to more contemporary in the second act.
Have you worked with any of the pieces? Like, have you done the actual shows?
Oh, we've done... Oh, you mean the actual shows?
Yeah.
Oh, golly. No. No, no, actually, wait. Yeah, let me look. Let's see. I have the list.
We have the list, and it's quite long.
I did The New Moon, and I did The Student Prince. That's not really from the show, but it doesn't matter. Wouldn't you like to know what that is? I've never done Eliza Doolittle. I did the play, but I've never actually done Eliza. But I was in My Fair Lady when I was still in college. One of my first professional jobs was in the chorus out at Pittsburgh Civic Club Opera. It was crazy. So I did do My Fair Lady.
Is that one of your dream roles?
I'm getting a little old for her now, but yeah, I mean, it would have been great to be able to play her, but I get to sing her music all over the place, so who cares? Let's see, the gender bender, I've done some of the shows, but I'm singing all the guy songs and he's singing all the girl songs in them. Cabaret, I wish, no, I haven't done cabaret. Little Night Music, that I would love to do. I'm going to sing Sin and the Clowns, and I think I would love to age through that show, basically. Mm-hmm. Pick apart and just keep aging. Phantom, no, but again, I sing all of the songs.
Yes, and you have sung some Phantom for some of your albums.
Yes, a lot. I mean, I have done quite a few of these on recording. So
yeah.
That's fun. So you've done so many roles.
Different things, yeah, weird stuff.
is there any role in particular that kind of like really speaks out to you as kind of a like something that you really connected with as a character?
Well, it really dependent on the part, the time of my life. It's always so interesting what roles come into your lap depending on what's going on in your world, and it's a little disturbing. I'm not quite sure why I was right to play Lizzie Borden when I was right to play Lizzie Borden, but playing an axe murderer was somehow quite...
Is there something you want to tell us?
You know, I guess I had a lot of aggression, a lot of anger I had to deal with, and that was a good timing on that part.
Should we be checking if the door's locked?
Oh, yes,
no,
you should.
Okay, good. Oh, no, she has access to the door.
Mother was an amazing time to play Mother just after becoming a mother for the first time. That was a little surreal. I had a newborn. I mean, I went into rehearsals really quick after, and I don't recommend it, but that's how that sort of had to work out that way. But when I was holding the fake baby, that's what I was doing, so I knew exactly how to hold, not just how to hold it, but what would you do with a 3-day-old baby? Well, she was only 5.5 weeks at that time while we started rehearsing. She's awesome. She's 2 now, and she's just amazing. Yeah, every day it's something new. She did something the other day, oh my God, it cracked me up because she's now singing all the time, which this is great, and it's sort of not, you know, I'm just like, oh no, what did I do to you? But we were at a little gathering, and she was not necessarily the center of attention for long, I guess, and she sat there and went, A, B, C, D, E, someone is singing the ABC song, it's Rihanna,
and looking at your schedule, you're going around to so many shows. How is, you know, doing so many touring, well, it's not really touring, I guess, it's doing so many concerts all around.
Yeah.
How is that experience different from, like, say, working on a big Broadway show?
Well, I mean, working on a Broadway show is really significant in a lot of other ways in terms of the audience that you're doing, and especially if you're getting to not necessarily be a replacement or originate something in a production, you get a whole lot of different kind of attention, which is significant. But you are going, at least being a mom, you're gone. Even though you get to sleep at home, you're gone their whole waking day. Yeah. And that's really difficult. So for me, I mean, I'm sort of, people, my representation probably hates me right now, but, you know, it has to be something that I really, really am passionate about and that I really want to do for me to get back into the HOE thing. These concerts are wonderful because we get to sing the best music that's been written for the stage, and I get to go away for only 2 days as opposed to being gone all the time. And we Skype, and she's a lot better with it now. She understands that I do come back, and then when I am home, then I'm home all the time for a really long time until I go out for the next time. So there's some guilt, I guess, but I keep thinking, well, when she's going into therapy later, maybe she'll realize, well, my mom was around actually more than like other working moms who are gone all the time. So
does she have a favorite song yet?
Let's Go Fly a Kite from Mary Poppins. We were on a Beauty and the Beast kick for a while. all the Disney stuff. She's a big Disney person, but now Twinkle Twinkle Little Star has been really big, and Itsy Bitsy Spider, and the ABC song is big. But Fly a Kite, if it comes on, she'll, oh, Fly a Kite, Fly a Kite, you know, and then she'll sort of do the hit parade while we're in the backseat. Go sing, Mama, sing, or most of the time, though, it's Mama, don't sing. That's what I hear more than anything else.
But I have a feeling you probably have a favorite that you do that for as well. If you're listening to the radio and then this one,
yeah.
Which one is it?
It's so fine now, not to be too real. Yeah. That song.
Yeah, that was
my goodness.
I know drag queens that would kill. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
The best time I ever had with that song, though, I was dog sitting a little Maltese, tiny little thing named Bailey. And Bailey sings along with you, but I discovered it because we got to the hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. And if you want to get her to sing, all you have to go is hoo-hoo, and she'll go ar-ar-ar-ar-ar-ar. So we got to the end of that song, and I was just like singing along, and she's sitting in my lap going for the rest of the song, and I didn't want to start laughing and stop because I wanted her to keep going. It was hysterical. Yeah, very cute. Right on.
What's the craziest dressing room you've ever had to work in?
Probably where there weren't any. We sang over in China, and they actually, with Long Long, the concert pianist, and they actually did the concert at the Forbidden, I mean, not the Forbidden, at the Temple of Heaven, which is unheard of, because they don't do, and they broadcast in this whole thing. But they had set up dressing room tents, you know, and they were they were big, and, you know, as they could be, but we had to then walk from the area all the way across that grounds and into the main area in front of the, you know, temple where the stage had been set up, and we had some quick changes, so, you know, to try to translate and get, you know, the people of China to understand that it was necessary to try to make a quick change area. So we ended up like changing underneath like a lighting tower, which you had climbing underneath, and but with all of every little underling that's, you know, responsible for that chord and that piece, and, you know, it was very bizarre. But yeah, so that was probably kind of, yeah, a lighting tower, that was a good dressing room.
What's one stage experience that you never ever thought you would ever have to do?
I was in City of Angels, and I was the naked girl on the bed. So, you know, the sheet comes off, and I mean, I'm very pale. So they catch me with a spotlight, and literally, the stage manager was like, "Oh God, gel it, put some gel on," because I was reflecting so much light.
Well, look at the bright side. You could be totally naked, no one would see.
No one saw a thing. I was just a glow. Exactly. That was it. And my my grandmother, she was older at the time, but she sat there, and we had to tell her that I was wearing a body stocking. She's like, but of course my godfather was like, "I can see her boobie. That she's naked. I can tell that." And it was like smacking him. "No, no, no." And she's like, and my grandmother, what? But no, it's a body stocking, Grace. It's okay. But I did do Henry Krieger and Bill Russell did a show which Will Swenson and I were the stars of. He said, "I will come in. I'll wrap something around them. I'll be sitting on a block, and they're sort of bringing me in, and I'll be naked on the top, but back to the audience. So you can watch him watch me, as opposed to it being, oh, and here she comes, because it's more about him seeing."
Right.
Which I think is the big thing with nudity. I think that the only time I've ever seen nudity, full-on nudity on stage, where I thought it really served the show the way it was handled was... is it Love, Valor, Compassion? Because the guy is gorgeous, and he's hung, and he's like on the raft, and the other two characters are watching him talking about other things, but they can't take their eyes off him. So you shouldn't be watching them. You should be watching him. And I'm like, that, then it's not gratuitous. I mean, it is, it's right there, but it served the piece. You're like, I'm on this journey with you. But I never forget when I saw Passion, you know, and they're beautiful.
Yes.
But I was like, she's singing a beautiful, I can't remember the song, but I've heard it out of context and go, wow, that's really beautiful. Oh, that's from the,
that's the boob song.
That's the boob song.
You were in Hair. Justin was in Hair.
Yes, I was in Hair.
Really? I can't imagine. Were you really?
Yeah, I know. I wonder if they cast me because of my really long hair. But yeah, that was fun. I actually had a dressing malfunction. My dress wouldn't...
It wouldn't come off?
I was in drag.
So you were stuck?
And my dress got stuck in my belt.
So you had to be... you couldn't do it.
Aww. So I was standing at the very edge. I was doing backstage. It's like, it wouldn't come off.
That's very funny.
Yeah. What's one of your strangest wardrobe malfunctions or thing that happened on the stage that wasn't supposed to happen?
Golly, I block them out of my mind.
Oh.
After they happen. I remember the ones I remember are the ones that happened to other people. I remember in Jekyll and Hyde when Linda Etter's wig got stuck on Bob Cuccioli's buttons,
oh,
and he kills her. but she couldn't die because then she used to collapse on the bed, but her curls were stuck in the buttons. So she went to die and was hung up, stuck to his chest. So he kept hacking at her hair until it finally came loose and then she could fall over. It was awful.
Have you ever considered, like, doing drag?
I will tell you that, again, back in Jekyll days, we were in Houston for the first bunch of it. And after a show one night, we got invited to the local gay club. And we got dressed to the... It might have been actually after opening night, so we were all dressed to the nines, decided to really do it up. And I had adapted my stage makeup to after night makeup, so it was a little bit something. And I walked in, and we were dancing and running around, and as I was leaving, someone leaned over and said, "You make a beautiful drag." I'm like, "Thank you!" I want to go, "Thanks." You know, like,
"Oh, well,
yay, good, good." I don't know how I feel about that. But I think of drag as being, gender bending, but just not necessarily gender.
It's part persona, and at the time it started, you know, because it was a time when gays were really being prosecuted, so you have the really campy names because it takes you away. It's, you know, it's theater.
How do you protect or mask pain is through laughter, and you make it. And
especially for the queer community, it's becoming an avenue for young performers to kind of branch out. And
I don't know that I would ever venture into that. I mean, I remember going in Chicago. Was it Baton? What is the name of the really great? There's a really great club, drag club in Chicago.
Oh gosh.
And I was just like, oh god, it was all around that same time period. So I'm like, I've got something. These people, I don't want to. You know, these girls, these men, whatever. They were just, their bodies were exquisite, and I mean the things that they were. I was just like, I can't even do that. That's amazing. I mean, they were just amazing. Absolutely incredible.
I would take, you know, the drag queen compliment as a high compliment. Because, you know, drag, it's what drag queens basically are. They're trying to be the perfection of what a woman is.
Well.
You know.
Thank you, then.
So there you go.
I guess I did well.
Some love and breakup. I'm pulling the wig
yourself. Suddenly I'm best behind 1963 until I wake up and I turn back to myself. Some girls, they got natural ease. They wear it any way they please. With their French flip curls, perfume magazines. Wear it up, let it down. This is the best way that I've found to be the best you've ever seen. I put on some makeup, turn on the 8-track, I'm pulling the wig down from the shelf. Suddenly I'm this pair of faucets from TV. Until I wake up, then I turn back to myself.
Shags are level bark, all they handle do. Sausage curls, chicken wings, it's all because of you. With your blow dry leather back, call me home with you.
Everybody.
I put on some makeup, turn on the 8-track, I'm putting the wig down from the shelf. Suddenly I'm this punk rock star of stage and screen, and I'll never turn it back.
Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to 1.
And you can check them out. Hey, it's Aiden Saint from Queer FM Arts Extra. We have Justin Saint, Clement C. Blaze, and I thought I spied the Samantha Mack. She just came into the studio talking about moguls. Oh, she just flashed. You just flashed me your bra.
I did.
You're wearing a black bra under a black tank top.
It happens.
It happens.
Well, you know, I was digging it in the middle of the afternoon. You get a tweet from Samantha Mack saying, I'm the mayor of the chairlift up at... It's like, yep, she's skiing again. Well, snowboarding again.
Snowboarding. As she's yelling out, I'm snowboarding!
No two-planker wankers.
What was that?
No what?
Two-planker wankers.
And you heard it.
Oh.
You can send complaints to Queer Radio Vancouver.
Send right to me.
Yeah.
I'll fight any
scare. Hey, Samantha Mack.
Yeah.
Hi, exactly. Samantha.
I'm Samantha Mack.
So this is Queer FM Art Extra with Justin Saint, Aiden Saint, the smoking hot Clement C. Blaze.
Oh, hi.
And Samantha Mack.
Hi.
So we all got to go out. Well, some of us weren't able to go, but some of us did. Some of us.
Yeah, we went to see Mambo Italiano.
Mambo Italiano.
At the Firehall Art Center. So that's playing at the Firehall until the end of the month, April 30th. And we highly recommend this play. It's about Italian, being gay and Italian. It's the story of a couple, Nino and... Oh, I forgot the other guy's name.
It looks at me. It puts me on the spot.
No.
Hey, all I know is we got to interview the character that plays Nino, who is not actually the narrator. The narrator is his love interest.
His lover, who I can't remember the name of at the moment. We'll have that for you in a few seconds. And I'd highly recommend this play because it doesn't, unlike most gay films, it doesn't just look at the side of the gay characters. It also goes to see their families and how their families are dealing with having a gay son. And, you know, one family deals with it really positively, gets through it. The other side denies it, tries to, you know, enforce the straight, you know, heteronormative way of living, and it's a really powerful play, and it, you know, it kind of shows, it doesn't matter what culture you're in, this one is specifically an Italian play, it's kind of a very, it's hilarious in the My Big Fat Greek Wedding kind of way.
But gay.
So if you enjoyed My Big Fat Greek Wedding and enjoy, you know, gay stuff, then go see Mambo Italiano.
Well, and there was one gentleman sitting in the front row that was, well, he walked out a couple of times and tried to start a ruckus. Apparently he wasn't necessarily, I don't think he knew what he was.
I don't think he knew where he was. He was kind of talking the entire time, stood up halfway through Act One, basically pissed everyone off.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who does that?
I know.
Apparently, it looked like he was wearing a hockey jersey, and I'm trying to think of which hockey. This tells you how much I watch hockey. But anyway, it was not a Canucks jersey. That's all I know. I think it was a Red Wings jersey.
Detroit Red Wings fans.
Yeah, anyway, so just saying.
I know much about hockey.
Detroit Red Wings. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So we're going to be playing an interview from Mambo Italiano with the guy who played Nino, Francisco Trujillo, and we will also be talking.
Say that again.
Francisco Trujillo.
Oof.
Yeah. And we'll also be talking with Donna Spencer, who is incidentally Spencer Chandra Herbert's mother. We found that out.
Oh, shut up, really?
Yeah, no.
She's the artistic director.
I'm looking at your mother right now.
She's the artistic director for the Fire Hall.
I was like 10 times
really?
More impressed. Yeah.
You know what? I'm not surprised by that because knowing Spencer and Romy, they're very, very artsy.
And she was great to talk to. Very well spoken, as you'll hear in a moment. So, we're going to play the interview.
Let's get to that right now. And you can check all those videos out. They're on the YouTube channel, queerradiovancouver.com. They're also on our website. And you can check out. And we talk about his bum, Nico's bum.
Yes.
Did he have a nice bum?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he does. And you see it on the show.
Oh, and I missed it.
Yeah. You get to see it, a bare bum.
Ooh, I like bear bums.
Yeah, he's in a towel. It's awesome.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
You missed it.
I missed it.
All right, so Queer Arts Extra, Queer FM Arts Extra, excuse me, and here's the interview with the folks at the Fire Hall for Mambo Italiano.
Francisco Trujillo.
Hey, we're here at the Fire Hall Art Center, and we're here to talk to Francisco Trujillo from Mambo Italiano.
My name is Francisco Trujillo, and I'm playing the part of Nino. Nino is, in the play, the lover of the main character, and he is deeply in the closet. So in the play we see his struggle of being in a gay relationship, not being able to call it that, and then when he's outed, his whole world is turned upside down. You and I happen to personally know people who are like, you know.
Yes. You played in Kamloops, right?
Yes.
And how was that experience for you?
It was great. Kamloops, for me, just being there, you do get a sense that it's quite a conservative city. You can't really see exactly what the audience demographic was, but it looked like it wasn't predominantly young or anything like that. I think that the theater goers are more mature, and they seem to really, really enjoy it. There were definitely heard whistles and oohs and ahs when we make out. Some of them liked it, and some of them were like, oh, wow, is this really happening? Oh, like that kind of stuff.
Do you have any family coming to see the play?
Yes, I have my mother and my dad.
How have they reacted to, you know, you playing this gay character?
They're fine. Yeah. I mean, I'm more worried about when they get to see my bum. One thing that we did do that maybe done about there's a one scene that is just the two guys, no talking. It's a makeup scene.
Mm-hmm.
Donna, can you talk about?
Well, let's bring Donna over. Come on, yes. Come on over, Donna. You're the next contestant.
My name is Donna Spencer, and I'm actually the director of the play and the artistic producer here at the Fire Hall. Talk about it a bit. I mean, this is not the scene where you see his bum, by the way.
Oh,
strange scene.
Oh.
No, but there is, at the end of the show, you
So it's the makeup, make-out scene, really. So here we're just pushing it a little bit further, just because we know Vancouver is a pretty accepting, liberal community. I know there are many challenges still for gay and lesbian people in the community, but I feel that Vancouver is pretty open to a lot of things, so we'll see what happens. I'm sure there'll still be people that will go, oh, I don't know. But that's why we do theater, because we're trying to make people think. Why I do this play, I think it's still very relevant. It was first written in 2001. The movie was done in 2003. We still have people that are questioning their children about whether or not it's okay to be gay. That's actually what happens in this play to one set of parents. They accept, the other parent can't. So it kind of is about busting up people's beliefs that they need to stay in the old country, if you will. And I think that's what happens with this particular family. Angelo, Nino's lover, blows it all apart and says, hey, you're still living in the past. Why don't you live here and now? And I think that happens not just to the Italian community. I think that's happening within the Chinese community, any community that comes from a place afar to Vancouver hangs on to the stuff they know because it makes them feel safe. Mambo Italiano is playing at the Fire Hall Arts Center, and to find out more about it, you can go to www.firehallartscenter.ca. You can buy tickets online, and you can call our box office at 604-689-0926, and we're playing at least till the end of April, April 30th.
Okay.
Sorry, Jen. See my bum. Sit on the right side of the theater.
They're
sitting on their right, because then they look that way. The bum's that way.
Oh my God.
Bump to your left.
All right, that's right.
So you heard it. We have directions to his bum on Queer FM. Awesome.
It's a very short scene where you see his bum, yeah. But it's a nice bum.
And you know, if you don't get the right side, it's more.
I do squats before
again.
I go on that scene.
Yeah. I do.
He does squats before he goes on stage. He really does.
He does.
I missed his bum. He's very cute.
Yeah. No, and very, very well spoken. The actors and actresses, especially the parents of his partner, were so spot on for Italian folks.
Well, they are actual Italians. We asked Donna which of the casts actually are actual Italians, and you can tell it's the parents because, you know, the fast-talking Italian... You know, and the cute Italian chatter, they had it spot on. They didn't miss a beat. And this is a very fast-paced show. And, you know, besides all the humor, it's really poignant. It does draw at your heartstrings. I cried 3 times.
Oh.
Oh, because, you know, it hit home in a few places, so I'd highly recommend. Both for, you know, even for families or people, if you know someone who's queer and you know, you're kind of struggling with that fact, go see the show. It's or recommend if you know someone who's struggling with a queer family member, tell them to see the show because, you know, it's worth seeing.
Well, for me personally, it was kind of amazing as to, you know, I have my personal life, I have my public life. And, you know, how do you tell parents who are in their 70s? How do you tell them?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, dad's 75 years old. He's not going to take that very well. You know, ex-military, really, really redneck.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, so, and my father is dying of Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, you know, there's two arguments. Are they going to know you before they pass away, or is ignorance bliss?
Yeah.
And it's a tough for those of you out there that are screaming at the radio, oh, you should tell them, hey, try talking to a man who's 75 years old who thought, you know, who votes Republican every single time.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even go around. They watch Fox News. That's all I got to say. All right. So we're going to step aside for a second here on Queer FM Arts Extra, CITR 101.9 FM.
When we come back, we're going to have an interview with the Dorothy from Fighting Chance's production of The Wiz. So stay tuned for that.
And we'll be right back.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And we're back on Queer FM Arts Extra. So now we are going to give Ariel Tuliao from the Fighting Chance's production of The Wiz. And we're going to play a little bit of Hedwig
Don't
and the
know
Angry
me,
Inch.
City. I'm the new Berlin Wall. Try and tear me down. I was born on the other side of a town written to. I made it over the Great Divide. Well, now I'm coming for you. Slab, like Lazarus in the pit. Now everyone will take a stab, decorate me with blood, graffiti, and spit.
All right, we're back at Queer FM, and we have Ariel Tuliao on the line. Hey, Ariel.
Hi.
Hey, girl. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How's it going?
Good. I hear you're still in rehearsal right now.
Yes, I am. We're just at Evergreen Cultural Center, just finishing up some last touches on the show.
Okay, so we're here at the studio. I'm here with Aiden Saint and Clement C. Blaze.
Hi, girl.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Amazing.
Awesome.
We're really looking forward to your show.
Yes, you are, and you should be.
Okay, girls, so we did Hair the Musical together last year.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, and last year, so there was a lot of singing. And can you talk a bit more about your background? You're a really fantastic singer, right?
What do you want to know exactly?
Yeah, so talk a bit more about your musical theater background. Like, what have you done in musical theater so far?
In musical theater, you know, I just started in my senior year of high school, and I was Rusty in Footloose. And then in college, I got the chance to play Robin in Godspell. And after that, I pretty much, Hair was my first professional production, and this is only my second, but it's going great.
Yeah, and I have to say, like, you were so amazing in that show. So, yeah.
And you were too.
Oh, hi.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. Best summer of our lives, eh? Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so how is preparing for The Wiz, how is it different? I hear you're doing a lot more dancing this time.
Oh yeah, there's a lot more dancing, and I'm dancing and singing at the same time. And the thing with this music, with singing it at the same time, is that it's really soulful. I can't say that word today. So it's coming from it's got to be really big. So it's got to be really big, and we're doing big dancing, so it's really difficult.
So are you doing anything that's you're training for this role? Like, are you doing what most of the musical theater people do? They do the Beyonce training, run on a treadmill, and sing. Do you do anything like that?
I actually have been running. There's this park by my house, and it's a 2.5-kilometer run, and I run that track, and I will sing Beyonce at the top of my lungs while I'm running that track. No joke. I was singing Bootylicious just the other day running
awesome.
That track, and I had all these old people walking past me and their dogs, and it's hilarious.
Good. Okay. And so who else is with you, by the way? Is Sean Parsons there?
Sean Parsons is there. He was Burger and Hair, and Michael Brock is in the ensemble. He was Claude.
Mm-hmm.
Hal Rogers, also from Hair, is in it. And Scarecrow is... Lucas Blaney, and Tin Man is Nick Fontaine, who was in Sweeney Todd last October.
Oh, I love Sweeney Todd.
Fantastic. So, and Dorothy, Dorothy's a pretty big role because, you know, like, it's been played by Judy Garland, and it's been, you know, in the movie, in the Wiz movie, it was played by Diana Ross. How are you, are you feeling any pressure on stepping up to such a big, predominant, such a big role?
You know, I wasn't, and then the first time that question was put up, I was like, oh my gosh. That's true. It is such a big role.
Mm-hmm.
But then since then, I haven't, just because Dorothy, the character itself, is a really simple character. And the simpler I play her, the easier it is on myself and on my heart. So it's not, the pressure is gone. It certainly was there, but it's not there anymore. I'm so comfortable with it now.
Mm-hmm. And how has it been, you know, relating to the character of Dorothy? And I remember last year from Hair, you were playing, you know, it's the songs you had to sing were really soulful. And again, it's the same for this play. Are there any, is there anything specific in their character that's really drawing at your heartstrings right now? Or like
I'm
in the play?
To think through my songs. Right off the get-go, it's really easy to relate to Dorothy because she's thrown into this new world that she knows nothing about, that's absolutely interesting to her, but at the same time terrifies her. So it's really easy for me to connect to that just by drawing on this musical theater experience that I'm having, because I've never really known it. And to be thrown into it and to be accepted in such a way is like, it's amazing, but at the same time, it's terrifying. So it's really easy for me to connect to that.
Mm-hmm. Good. And so again, are you since it's Fighting Chance Productions, for those of you listening, Fighting Chance Productions puts together shows that showcase young talent. How has it been? What kind of goofy things have you been doing at rehearsal? Do you have any like goofy warm-up stuff that you do?
It's not so goofy that we've been doing so far, except a lot of, we just make fun of a lot of what happens in the script, because I mean the script itself is written really interestingly. If you ever get a chance to look at it, the lines themselves are cut off halfway with stage directions that probably the stage manager would take, and like it was just written in. So I'd say, in the middle of a tournée, Dorothy walks stage right. So is what would happen. So we'd do silly things, like make fun of that, or be like, rewrite, because we had to change a couple of the things. But other than that, I mean, it's been pretty straightforward.
Now, I have a question. I'm looking at the poster right now. Are you guys taking a modern step to this?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to do that.
Yeah, I heard that the lion is apparently going to be a drag queen.
Well, it's not me.
Oh, yes.
You have to come and find out now, won't you?
Yes, yeah, Clement here is, she also goes under the name Sienna Blaze. She's smoking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah, we're talking
look
to two drag queens. Is Sean Parsons actually around, darling?
Pardon?
Is Sean there?
Sean is actually in the middle of the rehearsal right now.
Okay, okay. Could you talk a bit more about what you guys are doing with the lion?
With the lion? I can't say much aside from you need to see his costume.
Oh.
And you need to see his hair. And you need to just see the lion.
Well, I've seen the heels he's been rehearsing with. My God.
Oh, those aren't
Pardon?
That bad.
Well, I know the guy can dance, but oh my goodness. The heels he's been rehearsing in?
She's just holding out on us. That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you have to come see the show because Ryan Mooney said it before. He's like, you have to see our lion. I mean, you have to see our scarecrow. You have to see our Tin Man. Oh, you have to see them all. But you have to see our lion and what Sean's done to this character, because, I mean, the heels he's wearing in? Really? They are I can't walk in those.
Oh, they're not that bad.
Mind you, I was wearing like
dancing too, just as an FYI.
No. Okay.
So Ariel, we're about to wrap up. So can you tell our listeners where to find Fighting Chance online and where they can find you online? Because I know you have a YouTube account where you sing your songs.
You guys can, to get more information on the show, go to fightingchanceproductions.ca or buy your tickets online at tickets tonight.ca. Me, you can find me at on Twitter, Dorothy and Van, or on YouTube, AJ Tulio.
Awesome. Okay, great. And we have two sets of tickets to give away for The Wiz, and we're definitely going to see you, darling, perform. So, yeah, thanks so much for coming to the
interview. Thank you for chatting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't wait to see this. Me. I can't wait to see you on stage.
Make sure you come and introduce yourself to me, okay?
Don't worry. I'm pretty sure you recognize my voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye, girl.
Thank you. Bye.
And on that note, we're going to be giving away two pairs of tickets to The Wiz by Fighting Chance Productions. If you call in right now to 604-822-2487. That's
604-822-2487.
We have two pairs of tickets to give away to The Wiz from Fighting Chance Productions.
So please give us a call. I'll answer. I'll be nice, I swear.
604-822-2487.
Yeah, give us a call.
And we have David Blair coming.
And we have David Blair coming in.
The famous David Blair.
So shall we play a little bit more Hedwig?
Yep, I know. We're going to play We Are Canucks.
Let's play this.
We're going to be playing David Blair.
We're going to play David Blair's song, We Are Canucks, his little tribute to the Canucks, which they are playing right now against the Blackhawks, even though they should not win. But go Canucks. Here's David Blair.
Hey, have you seen us lately? Calling all the shots, even with the Ninja roster. Time to know it's time to believe that the time is now that we're gonna make it bleed. Top shelf is always open. That's the place where Kessel rocks the water bottle floating. Daniel and Henrik are always causing pain with the tape-to-tape pass that'll mesmerize your brain. Burrows flying at you with the hitters clean as Mrs. Cleaver from the show, Leave It to Beaver. The wand goes glove, hand, stick, side, pass a double stack, gives the opposition a score, a heart attack. Oh, it's our time. We're gonna fight, so get on the train and sing right. We are Canucks, we are Canucks. We are the ones who will drink from Sally's cup. We are Canucks, we are Canucks. We are the ones who will drink from Sally's cup. Hey, oh, let's go, the D's gonna shut them down. Hey, oh, let's go, the D's gonna shut them down. These are the president's men, they put the best to the test. They got a hold on the rest, and you know that no one can stand in our way. We'll take them 16 straight, let them throw sticks and stones, we won't pray. Gonna hear us say, oh, it's our time, we're gonna fight. So get on the train and sing right. We are Canucks, yeah. We are Canucks, uh-uh. We are the ones who will drain from Stanley's cup. We are Canucks, yeah. We are Canucks, yeah. We are the ones who will drain from Stanley's cup. We are Canucks,
yeah, let's sing it.
We are Canucks,
you believe it.
We are the ones who will drain from Stanley's cup. We are Canucks,
yeah.
We are Canucks,
uh-oh.
We are the ones who will drain from Stanley's cup.
From Stanley's cup.
We are Canucks, we are Canucks,
yeah.
We are the ones who will drain from Stanley's cup.
T-A-N-U-C-K-S.
We're gonna beat you, yeah. We're gonna beat you down. We're gonna beat you, yeah. We're gonna be the champs.
Yay! You can check that out at www.davidblairmusic.com. And it just so happens we have David Blair.
David Blair here.
Yes, I am here. I am so excited to be here.
So, how did that project come to be? because it looked like you and Sam and you all had a lot of fun making it.
We certainly did.
But it looked like you made it, according to her tweets, in a very short period of time.
We did. We did actually make it like in a really short period of time.
20 hours?
Pretty much. We did it like Wednesday, Thursday. We shot it. The last home game of the year was, last Thursday.
Yeah.
And we shot it. We basically shot it Wednesday for about 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon and then all day Thursday.
Wow.
And then it was edited all day Friday, and then the director flew to Vegas for a conference there, so it was done.
It was up by 4 a.m.
It was up by 4 a.m., yeah, that was Saturday morning.
Well, what was amazing is I'm seeing all these Foursquare, you know, tweets from Sam here, and they're all in my neighborhood, right around, you know, Gastown, Chinatown. I'm going, what the hell is she doing?
Then we went down to some railway tracks in East Van.
Yes, yeah.
Back into Gastown, to Gassy Jack, and then we ended up at the stadium. Oh, and then we went to the Coliseum.
We did. That's where we shot. Actually, I'm sure your listeners you've probably heard of the parody called Game Day, which is the parody of Rebecca Black's song called Friday.
Yeah.
That one's got 225,000 views or so. So those guys actually are really great guys, really nice guys. They jumped in the video and beat the crap out of me. You'll see that in the video. It's kind of funny. And there's some great moments. Those really great guys.
We shoot that scene where David got beat up like 5, 6, 7 times. All these men in jerseys, like, pulling his shirt over his head, pounding on his body, Sam was throwing him to the ground.
Well, she does like watching, you know, men like, you know,
S and M. I'm sorry.
She's not into that at all.
Well, of course not. My initials, yeah. Smith the Mac.
Yeah. Yes. So, without any further ado, we have David Blair live in the studio, going to play us out.
Can I pick a song?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can we please hear, live from David Blair, Let's Make Out.
Oh. So predictable.
I like making out. It's fun.
So this is Queer FM. We've got Aiden Sinch, Justin Sinch, the smoking hot Clemency Blaze, and the Samantha Mack here live with David Blair. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. Next week you'll be hearing from Chips With Everything.
Up, and I can see that you've got yours, and I don't mind. I just wanna hold you, and maybe take you out for a drink, and see what's behind that wing. I promise I won't try to save you. No, I won't be your crutch. I won't ask for much, 'cause right now I think it's good for us to just make out. Let's make out. Make out, make out, make out, make out. I know we've broken many hearts and there isn't much left of our own, and now we're standing all alone. 'Cause you know love is a complicated thing, and there's really no reason, no good reason that we can't get past all this just for a little innocent kiss. Oh, 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 we just don't have the time to fix the leaks and cracks while you're sitting in my lap. And right now I can't hold back from you. So let's make out. Yeah, let's make out. Let's make out. Let's make out. Let's just kiss. I just wanna have some fun. I feel the warmth of the sun. I lose ourselves in this place. I need to see just what you taste like. And I don't care what people say. I just wanna play. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, can you feel it? In your hips, to your toes, let's make out. Oh, 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 underneath the stars. Oh, oh, way up in the sky. Oh, oh, in the back of class. Oh, oh, in the back of church. Oh, ooh, oh, yeah. Let's just kiss.
pissed.
If I was wearing panties, I'd pull them off and throw them at you right
David
now.
Blair. DavidBlairMusic.com. You can see more about, he's been doing so much stuff.
Yes.
He's freaking incredible.
2010, you performed at two official Winter Olympics performances, open for the Juno nominee, Kanan.
Kanan, yeah.
Wow, just all over the place.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to get you.
Working hard, you know. Just want to share my music with as many friends and new people as possible, you know, so doing what I can.
Fantastic stuff. Well, if you'll stick around, we'll have you on Queer FM. This starts, gee whiz, in 2 minutes. Think we can hang on to you?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside here, play a couple of promos, and we'll be right back with Queer FM. Again, Queer FM Arts Extra, we have Aiden Saint.
Justin Saint.
Samantha Mack.
And C Blaze.
And
David Blair.
Yay. All right, we'll be right back.
You lucky people. Push the button.
I know, I'm trying.
Put your finger on it.
I'm trying, and it just doesn't want to play. I know.
This little piggy went to market.
There it goes.
This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. Even though everyone knows that eating meat is a major threat to environmental sustainability. I mean, being a pig himself, you'd think he'd understand the implications of factory farming. It just doesn't make any sense.
Do you really care about the environment? If so, you could win $10,000 for your environmental achievements. Just apply at earthday.ca.
Welcome to Queer FM. My name is Aiden Saint.
And I'm Samantha Mack.
And she's Samantha Mack.
And this is Justin Saint.
And I'm Samantha Mack.
And this is Clement C. Blaze.
And
I'm Samantha Mack.
And she is Samantha Mack.
And she is Samantha Mack.
But who do we have in the studio?
Oh my God, we have the sexiest man alive.
Oh my God.
He is pretty hot.
Really watch him. He's oozing charisma. Oh my God, look at that smile.
He's oozing.
Oh, and he's smiling even more.
He's got everything you'd want in a perfect man.
Well.
Good job, good looks,
okay,
charisma.
Stop it.
He gives good voice.
He gives great voice.
I heard you give good radio, too.
The things that come out of his mouth.
And things that go into
and
them.
And his fingers. The way his fingers.
Okay, stop. I'm getting emotionally erect. All right, so you can check his music out on DavidBlairMusic.com. He's got the latest YouTube sensation out there, which is We Are Canucks. And it's original work. It's no damn parody. So there.
And it's on Canucks.com, is it not?
It is, yes, actually.
On Canucks.com.
It's on the actual Canucks.com website.
So it's actually sanctioned by hockey team.
Absolutely.
So there you go. So we're going to step aside and let her rip. We have David Blair.
David Blair, what song do you want to do next? Should we do a dirty song?
Could you? We could totally do a dirty song.
Could something come out of your mouth that satisfies me?
Oh my goodness.
Are we going to do that right now?
Mm-hmm.